Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, yes, I think you're going to like this program. I'm going to talk about some very important things. First thing I'm going to talk about is the topic of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And then I'm going to talk about mental health issues like bipolar, compulsions, depression, things like that. And then relationships. Oh boy, do people love to hear about relationships. So let's get started. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. I've been on the air for 23 years. I've written 14 books. And I'm glad to be here to bring you some truth. Now, I'm a very special pastor because I tell you the truth. I'm an internet pastor. And I'm a radio pastor. If I were the pastor of a church, of a regular brick-and-mortar type church, you know, where people go and sit in the pews and all that sort of thing, I wouldn't be able to be honest, because if I were honest, why, I would quickly probably get fired, because being honest a lot of times telling people not what they want to hear, but what they need to hear. And so it would cramp my style. And so instead of having my style cramped, I talk on the radio so I can reach people and be honest. Now, let's begin with the topic of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Now, why do I start with that topic? It's because I promised people last week, and it got cut off. I didn't have time to properly address the issue. And the reason I'm addressing the issue is because a lot of people have come in with that question. They've come in on the internet, email or live chat with that question. It seems to be a problem these days. People, here's what's happening. Well, two things. The first thing is that they hear about it and it scares them. They hear about it and it scares them. They're afraid they may have done it. And they need a little bit of reassurance because they're, yes, it does scare them. And the other reason why I address the issue is because what is happening is that people are hearing a voice in their head, a voice in their mind. It sounds like them. It probably sounds like their voice. But it says awful things. It says awful things. Some of them blaspheme. And that they think, as they had that thought in their mind, that's what they've done. And so I'm here to take away those people's worries and reassure them. And that's why I want to address the topic. Now, first of all, I want to get right to the point, and that is, if somebody hears a voice in their mind that says terrible things, the question is that really what you want to say? And the answer is no. That's not what you want to say. That's not the way you feel. You're what? You're horrified by it. You're troubled by it. You don't like it. So that proves that it's not your thinking. It's not your thought. And what it really is it's the tempter. Yes, the tempter. There is a tempter. You know, there is such a thing as good and evil. And evil, you can't taste it, touch it, or smell it. But sometimes you can hear it when it talks to you. And so it talks to people, and it tries to scare them. And a lot of times it will approach people with things that they care about the most. See, and that also gets into the topic of obsessive-compulsive disorder. And I'll talk about that later, but I'll stick right here with the topic of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. So what it does is it knows that somebody wants to be good. It knows that somebody wants to be a nice person. And so it'll say terrible things. You know, it uses the imagination. The imagination is a no man's land. It uses it to say bad things. What I want you to know is it's not your thinking, so you don't have to feel guilty. I'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. The topic is blasphemy. And I say that if you hear a voice that says blasphemous things, it's not really what you want to say. It's not your voice. It's not your thought. And so how do you deal with it? The way to deal with it is just to mentally stand back and observe it. Don't struggle with it. Don't struggle with it. Of course, you don't want to give in to it either, but what you don't want to do is struggle, because all you do is give it energy that way. You give it energy, so don't struggle, just watch it. Stand back and mentally observe it. If you don't know how to do that, you can get my meditation. I have meditations, and one of them is actually free. The 5-minute meditation is free. And our nice 4-part meditation, which is really nice. The first part is free. You can listen to them, and they're very helpful. It teaches you how to stand back. Stand back and observe the thought. That's all. Just stand back and observe it as if you were watching a bad movie. You know, a bad movie at the other side of the room, it's on the television, and there it is, and it's kind of there, but it's not interesting. It's not credible. It's just a bad B movie, and so it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. Okay? All right, now let's talk about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and what that means. What it means is, now I have a little different take than some people do, but I think I'm right, or I think at least I'm close to being right. What it means is that if someone is inspired, you know, like Christ was inspired, or Paul was inspired, Peter was inspired. Stephen, when he was martyred, he was inspired, you see. John was inspired. James, see? People who are inspired. When they speak, see, when they're inspired by the Holy Spirit, if they speak, and then if somebody, you know, totally rejects what they're saying, or mocks it, or makes fun of it, or just totally rejects it, perhaps saying bad things about what they said, or spreading bad talk, things about that person, well, then that's what it is. But I would say that you don't have a lot to worry about, because there are not very many people that are inspired walking around these days. You're not likely to hear anybody that's inspired. You hear a lot of people that are very pompous. A lot of people have degrees. A lot of people say a lot of things, and they're very clever, and some of the things they say are right, but they're not inspired. Okay, so I wouldn't worry about that aspect of it. Now, the little announcement that I had was about Mike's Story. It's a very nice book. Mike's Story is about a man who had a lot of mental health issues, including depression and bipolar, and also obsessive. He had obsessions and compulsions. He overcame them all without meds, without medication, without drugs. He overcame them all. And he's now a grown man, very happy, productive. And it's all behind him, 100% completely behind him. He overcame all of it. And it's a beautiful story. It's by Mike, a friend of mine named Mike. And I helped him write it. He sent me some letters. I took the letters. I put them together. I added some chapters of my own. And so I made a book out of it. And I highly recommend that you get the book if you have some mental health issues. You'd like to have a pastor's perspective, or you'd like to have someone who overcame them. You know, someone Christian who overcame some of these issues, then you really ought to get the book. It's a really good read, because Mike is a good writer. He's a lot of fun. He's fun to read, to listen to hear what he says. And the other thing, he's a regular guy. You know, he was shy when he was a teen, and when he was in his 20s, he had some ups and downs, a lot of downs. And then when he was in his 30s, then he had some problems there. And when he was in his 40s, so he went through a lot of things, different stages of life. He went through things and then left them behind. So I want you to get that book. And also, I talked a little bit about obsessions and compulsions, and I said that the tempter is always there. See, and the tempter often tries to get to us through what we care about the most. So, for example, I'll just give you a little example, but I want you to get Mike's story. All you have to do is go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Look for the links, and you can get the book right there. It's on Amazon. It's in Kindle. It's in paperback. You can get it from me as a PDF attached to an email for a small donation. It's an excellent book. It's called Mike's Story. Yeah, so, for example, a child might hear a voice in his mind that says something like, if you don't, if you don't count to 100, then something terrible is going to happen to your mother, for example. Why? Because a little child loves his mother. He cares about his mother. And he might be a little guilty. Maybe he got angry at his mom. Maybe she yelled at him. And he got angry at her. So now he feels a little guilty. And so now here comes the tempter's voice saying, if you don't, touch the wall 50 times, then something terrible is going to happen to your mother. Or if you don't arrange your shoes in a certain way. You see what I mean? So the way to deal with that type of thing is just to watch it. Just observe it, let it pass. Just stand back, mentally stand back and watch it. And my meditations can, if you get one of them, it'll help you to do that, to gain a little mental distance from your thoughts. Okay, so we talked about Mike's story. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is relationships. Yes, 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 I want to talk about relationships because, What is it? Look. A lot of people want to be good. They want to be nice. They want to be they want to be good. They want to be nice. And maybe they even read the Bible. They read some devotionals. They go to church, or they read some spiritual things, and they want to be nice. But what happens? Then their child comes along and irritates them, or their husband irritates them, or their boss irritates them, or traffic irritates them. See? Or upsets them, and then what? Then they become resentful or judgment. See, well, let's stick with resentment. They're resentful, a little bit angry, and then they say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and then what? Then they feel guilty. See, then they feel like, well, I messed up again. So then they try to be nice, and then they become irritated again. So the secret to being a better person, a better Christian, is to learn not to get upset. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? And you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Please visit blog at talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, indeed, relationships. Now, I began by saying that what happens is that we become upset, and then we become resentful. Or we become resentful, and then we become upset. We become resentful, and then we become upset. Or we become resentful, and then we become impatient. See? Then what do? Then you're impatient with your child, or you yell at your child, or you become irritated at your husband. Now, what does that cause? Well, first of all, the irritation is a stimulus that causes you to start to have symptoms. What? You can get a headache. You can get a tummy ache. It drains you to become upset, to be irritated. But most of us get irritated all the time. We get irritated at traffic. See? Now, look very carefully. The next time you're out in traffic, if you become irritated, somebody cuts in front of you, or traffic is slow, or you're getting in line and somebody's slow in front of you, look at what it really is. If you look very carefully, if you become aware and look very carefully, if you can stand back and look carefully, you'll see that what's behind it is resentment. It's resentment of another, of a human being. See, and blame. Why do they have to drive so slow? Why do they have to take so long to fill out their check? See what I mean? It's resentment of a person. That's what it is. That's why resentment is such a bad thing, why it's so wrong. But we don't realize how bad resentment is. Now, there's another aspect, and that is judgment. Judgment. We judge other people. Now, admittedly, some people tempt us to judge them when they don't do things properly. But if you look carefully, you'll see a lot of people just make little mistakes. A child might make some little mistakes. Your husband may not be perfect. Your boss is not perfect. People at the office, they're not perfect either, but neither are you. They're not perfect, but neither are you. But you judge them, and it's a very sneaky thing. It's very sneaky to judge people, secretly judge them. And it's even worse to talk about them behind their back. Okay? All right. So, now, that leads me directly into the topic of relationships, which I suspect you already guessed. The most popular, one of my most popular articles is, what is the real cause of divorce? Or what is the real reason for divorce? That's one of my most popular articles. And it's a chapter in my book, incidentally, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage that I talked about. That's an excellent book. You should get the book. It's so good. Because it's an in-depth look at relationships and marriage. And I know what I'm talking about. So the point I was making So what I want to say is that resentment is what it is that ruins relationships. Oh, yes, the number one cause of divorce. You know what it is? Do you know what the number one reason for divorce is? It's not money. It's not sex. No, you know what it is? It's, you tell me, fill in the blank. The number one cause of divorce is, you're thinking it's another person. No, the number one cause of divorce is resentment. Resentment. Yes, indeed. So therefore, that it would behoove you to start looking at that little emotion called resentment. And resentment is something that can ruin everything. It can ruin your marriage. It can ruin the relationship with your kids. It can ruin your relationship with your job at work. It can ruin your health. It can ruin your life. Resentment. Okay? So now that I've made you aware of it, you can go out in the world and you can't say nobody ever told you, because I just told you, it's resentment. I remember I used to watch Christian television a long time ago in the Bay Area. I can't even remember what station it was, but it was made locally. It was very nice, actually. And they used to occasionally have Father Hempf, I can't pronounce his name properly, but he was a Catholic priest. But he talked a lot about resentment, and I would jump up out of my chair and say, yes, yes, because hardly anybody does. Resentment is very, very bad, so you have to watch out for that. So if you want to improve your relationship, if you want to be less irritable, have less tummy aches, less headaches, you want to get along better with your kids, you want to get along better with your partner, with your husband or your wife, learn to let go of resentment. And get my book.
Hello, this is Roland.
One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor? Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable. Where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake, with me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and I bid you welcome. If you're just listening in, you've missed a lot. You'd better listen to this program in the archives, because it was a great program. I talked about what it means to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. I talked about what to do if you hear a voice in your mind that's telling you things that aren't very nice. I talked about relationships, and I said that the number one cause of divorce is resentment. You better go to the archives if you're just joining. I'm a pastor. I'm an internet pastor. I don't have a church with a bunch of people that come and sit in the pews or in the chairs, because that would cramp my style. I need to be able to tell people the truth, and that's what I do. Now, I just talked about contacting me for pastoral or spiritual counseling or pastoral coaching, and I certainly do have that available. And you certainly are welcome to find out about it. All you have to do is go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and find out about pastoral counseling or coaching. And another nice thing about it is I use live person, which means that it's anonymous. I go through live person. So let's say you wanted to have some marriage coaching from me. Okay? Pastor, you want some marriage coaching. And so you find a link at my website. You go to LivePerson. Okay, then what you do is you sign up at LivePerson. And then you can directly, within a few minutes actually, just get right in touch with me, perhaps for some live texting chat. But the nice thing is, I don't know your phone number. I don't know your email address. I don't know who you are. I don't know your name. So it's confidential and anonymous. Very, very nice. In fact, now you can even use PayPal there. You can use credit card or PayPal. It's the cost is very minimal. And you say, well, why are you charging? Well, the reason I'm charging is because, like I said, I don't have a church. I don't get a salary. Any little bit that I make, which is not very much, the little bit that I make helps to keep me on the air and helps to keep me on the internet. Okay? But I give almost everything away. I have free chats 7 days a week to ask me a question for educational purposes. I have dozens and dozens and dozens or hundreds of blog posts and dozens of articles for free and hours of audio for free, and I have free chat. I give more away than just about anybody else, okay? And I'm just a little person. Just a little person working, well, you could say by myself. And so therefore, so I've said all I need to say about that, haven't I? So, how you all doing? Are you enjoying the program? I hope you are. You should get some of my books. Oh boy, do I have some good books. So visit talktoapastor.org and check out some of the books that I have. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roland. I'm a pastor. This is a really nice program. Please listen to it on the in our archives if you would like. Talktoapastor.org. You can listen to the program again. Check out my meditations. I have a really nice 5-minute meditation. It's free. It helps you to deal with stress. And I have some nice books for you to read. I encourage you to do so. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. Visit me at talktoapastor.org. Or commonsensecounseling.org. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.